You are now listening to Extra Time with Dan and Chris from the Sports Heads. Gotta love a little extra time.
One. Welcome, guys, to another episode of the Extra Time with your boy, Dan and Chris. This is an Extra Time Super Bowl special. So because of that, I had to rustle up some friends from across the UK nation. And to basically get them onto the show, get them to give us their takes on Super Bowl. Before we go into that, Chris, how are you doing, my man?
I'm feeling good about the Super Bowl, man. I see we got a lot of guests. I can't wait to hear the input. I might just sit back and let them take over the show. You know, I got to interject here and there. But I'm very interested in what these guys have to say. The Super Bowl was in Miami last year. We were just partying. It was such a good time. And then it's right up the road in Tampa. Not that much going on. Everybody has a quarantine. Sucks for them. But, you know, we're excited to see the passing of the torch, maybe. Or maybe someone not so much wanting to give up that torch. We're going to discuss all of that on this episode of the Extra Time Super Bowl edition. I can't wait.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, we've got a few guests. We've got some old-timers. Rob and Rohan from the show before. We've also got Amari and Shona, new guests to the show. So we're going to start off, Shona, tell us a little bit about, you know, sort of what got you into the NFL and the team you support.
Yeah, so I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan. And
woo!
Probably say I am a glory hunter, but I am not. I actually went to Seattle the year they won the Super Bowl, and I would just kind of started to get into the NFL. So they had literally just kind of sucked me in with all their flags, and everyone's like, we won the Super Bowl. It was amazing. And Seattle's a cool city, so I recommend to go. Yeah, so that's the reason I support them. And also I love Russell Wilson, and I miss all of the ex-players like Cam Chancellor, Cliff Avril. Still breaks my heart. I do a podcast with two other girls. So Liz, who runs NFL Girl UK, and also Dana Gorman in the States. She writes for our turf over there. So yeah, that's called End Zone Scoop. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
No worries.
Dope, man. Hold on. You might be a bigger Seattle fan than Dan. You actually been to the stadium. I don't know, Dan. Whoa, what do you got to say about that?
Whoa.
I don't know.
Oh, we don't need to. Whoa. There's no bigger fan. Okay. There's no bigger fan. Okay. Let's just
shout out to you, Shona. So cool. It is what they say about Seahawks fans is very true. You cannot hear yourself think or speak or anything. It's incredible.
You might have to go, Dan. I don't know.
Hey, whoa. Don't be throwing shots at me. I love Seattle, okay? Great team. And I'm a big Seattle fan. Ain't no one bigger than me in the UK. But we're going to move on. We've got another new guest. Amari, tell us a little bit about your NFL team and your off NFL.
Well, you know what? I'm from London. So I chose the default team. I chose the Jags. You know, when my friend, like 4 or 5 years ago said to me, oh, do you want to go watch NFL? And I was like, people run, people hit. A couple fights. I like the dances. I was like, why not? Bought a ticket. Been hooked since. Been going every year, 2 games a year. Obviously couldn't go this season, but and that's it. That was my introduction, and I've never let go. And I seem to make new dances. Friends every day because of it.
The dances that got you stuck in it as the dancers, huh?
Well, yeah, because the dancers look like they was entertaining, and then you're like, and then you want to copy them, and then you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do it because I'm too old to do it. But you're still like, I still want to pretend I'm 19, 20, like I can do it, like I don't break my hip when I'm trying to do a couple moves. But, you know, we try.
Love it.
Hey, Rohan, tell us a little bit about sort of your NFL team.
Hey, so I'm a massive Chicago Bears fan. And I got into the NFL basically watching it on Channel 4 with the legend that is Mike Carlson. Back in the day, I used to stay up late, not do my homework, go to school very tired. And I fell in love with Devin Hester, Brian Urlacher, and Lance Briggs. And that's really where my love for NFL began. And then I had the pleasure of playing American football, in case anyone doesn't know this, with Daniel. At Essex University, and I played for 7 years, but now I've had to retire due to shoulder injuries.
All right.
All right.
And he threw a UM name in there, so I got to show mad love. Devin Hester, one of the best return Devin guys. Devin Hester's my boy. Yeah.
Robert, get in there. What were you? And obviously, we know your team, you know. But yeah, you tell us anyways.
Well, yeah, I'm a New York Jets fan, unfortunately. Well, basically, my first love for American sports actually came from basketball, mainly from the Jason Kidd era of the New Jersey Nets years in the early 2000s. And it just became a thing when I started getting to the NFL. Honestly, it's just like Nets rhyme with Jets, which rhyme with Mets, and then that was it. And then from that point on, I just stuck with it. And then here we are, like 15 years later.
And a second round and a second pick.
Overall pick.
And a second overall pick.
Still struggling. Yeah.
And potentially a Deshaun Watson, maybe. But we'll digress. We go on. So we're going to go into, obviously, we've got the Super Bowl. It's going to be an amazing matchup. We've got Kansas City versus the Bucs. And so we're looking for Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes. But you know what? What would Extra Time be without a Would You Rather segment? And we're going to start off with a Would You Rather. And for the guys out here and the girls, we're going to basically put this question to you. As a defensive player, would you rather go up against Patrick Mahomes or would you rather go up against Tom Brady? Amari, you can start off with giving your answers.
Oh, that's easy. I'd rather go against Tom Brady.
Okay. He is the GOAT, though.
No. It's simple. As long as I run around a little and distract him, he ain't going to make any miracle plays. And if you can't make miracle plays, he ain't gonna score. So all I have to do is do my job. That's it. It's called do your job and you survive another day. Okay. If I have to go against Mahomes, I'll do my job and I'll be on the floor and it'll be, oh, what? So they just got a touchdown. But I was doing everything else. I don't look like an idiot. I don't want my coach pulling me to the side and asking me, did I look for the receiver? I don't want that. No. I made my choice. Simples.
Rob, what about you?
I like that.
Oh, that's a great answer. It's weird for me to consider, considering the fact that Brady has been torturing the AFC East for a decade. But I would actually, as Chris would know, but I think I would rather go up against Brady. I mean, at the end of the day, even though Brady is probably the GOAT, Mahomes is just a better, much more mobile, much better arm. That team is just built around him so incredibly well. And yeah, despite Brady, obviously, even though he's still as great as he is, I mean, was it 10th Super Bowl or whatever? Mahomes is just an overall, just a whole nother level. So yeah, I'll probably say Brady.
Trying to get in there and maybe disagree with the boys or agree with the boys.
I'm actually going to agree with them, purely just because I have a good answer though, to why, right? I think they've both got pros and cons to both, right? But you know, Mahomes can make that outrageous plays. He's got that super talent, skill players in Kelce and Hill. But Brady is that intelligent thinker, and you know, he normally takes that decisions calmly. He can take whatever a defense gives him, and you know, he's proved time and time again that he can work out what's going on in another team's game plan and win a Super Bowl. We've seen it how many times, and we sometimes 9 out of 10 don't want him to win. But he is slightly less mobile than he used to be. But if it's a straight up between the individual rather than who they have around them, I'd have to say I'd rather face Brady, purely because Mahomes can do that ridiculous thing of where he can create something out of absolutely nothing. Like we saw it last year in the Super Bowl with that no-look pass, and they were miles behind in that, well, not miles behind, but they were behind that Super Bowl, and that completely changed the game. And I think maybe Brady's playbook is a little more schemed and a little more managed, and you can kind of work it out with him. Whereas Mahomes, I think he can create that little bit of magic. So, and that would be hard to defend against as your defender.
Okay. Rohan, I feel like you will follow the right choice and give us the right answer.
I think Shauna has given us the right answer.
Oh, Jesus.
I think Shauna's hit the nail on the head there with what she said. If we're talking about Brady at his ripe old age of 43, I think he's 43 now, I'm definitely going to go up against him over Mahomes. If you asked me that question of Brady from 5 years ago, I'll probably go with Mahomes on that front. But right here, right now, definitely as a defensive player, I'd go against Tom Brady. Yeah.
Okay. Chris, co-host. We're both from another moment.
I'm hearing a lot of people just want to take advantage of the old man. I think that's what it is. They're like, hey, we get to sit back. We don't got to do nothing. The old man can't move too much. We just got to chill while they feel if they face Patrick Mahomes, he's just going to have them all over the field just looking crazy. But as a competitor, you know, I think probably facing Patrick Mahomes is where I would want to be, as I'm in tune in every play. You know, I have to be locked in, and who knows, maybe in being in tune and being locked in, I could probably make a good play on him, probably be able to jump in front of a receiver as I'm locked in, where Tom Brady can kind of lull you to sleep but still win. You know, Tom Brady's that type of guy that could have 120 yards leading into the third quarter. You think you got a shot, and then mentally he just destroys you down the stretch. Patrick Mahomes is that guy that can just kill you all game. So who would I rather face, man? It's a tough one. I think I'm more scared of the GOAT. I'm more scared of the GOAT because I would rather face Patrick Mahomes. You know, he's going to make mistakes. I could probably make a mistake, you know. But in terms of Tom Brady, I don't know if I want to face him going down the stretch the way he's proved what he's proven. 6 championships, 10 Super Bowls, 14 conference finals. I mean, there's a lot going on that list. I know Patrick Mahomes is a new one, but I think I would rather face Patrick Mahomes than the GOAT. That's just me. I know you guys want to face Brady, but I think I'd rather face Mahomes. What you say?
Mate, I'm getting in with Chris on this one. I would actually rather face Patrick Mahomes. One, I think pride. I want to face the more talented thrower. But then two, mate, people need to throw more respect to Tom Brady. This is his 10th Super Bowl. That's unheard of. This guy is a winner, an absolute winner. How can you... You're like, oh yeah, but Patrick Mahomes could do this, he could do that. Yeah, we've seen Aaron Rodgers do this and that. Aaron Rodgers has been to 1 Super Bowl. This is Tom Brady. This is his 10th Super Bowl. He's 43.
I think he's just that great. I don't know about you guys. He's just that great. Well, any rebuttals? What you guys say? I mean, y'all still want to face the old guy?
I'm a bit with Dan on this, but for me, as of right now, because at the end of the day, we're in the Super Bowl, right? So it's basically, dethrone the king. At the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes right now is his defending champions. Dethrone him first, then maybe, like, I will take Brady, right?
So okay, I hear that. What'd you say, Rob?
I think Rob's definitely hit the nail on the head there with that one. It's a tough one. This one. You know, Mahomes, Brady. You know, you've got an athletic quarterback, obviously, versus the GOAT. If we're talking about just the Super Bowl, like Rob's just said, you might slide there with the champion that is Mahomes. But at the same time, Brady's got 6 rings, right? So, what can you say on that front? There's not going to be a quarterback any better than him ever.
Of course not. Trainer?
And let's not forget, there are 2-2 head-to-head right now. So whoever wins this one is basically going to be classes, you know, reigning supreme. Because we don't know, I mean, likely Tom Brady is going to go until he's like 60. You know, he's Benjamin Button in reverse. So I think, yeah, it's going to be interesting who edges this one. It'll be classed as, you know, oh, here's the king of the Mahomes-Brady matchup because they won 3-2.
I mean, it's going to be 6th round pride versus 1st round swag, and I'm here for it, man.
You got any more last minute words, Amari?
Nah, I'm just hearing people believing that the old man's going to do a thing. Like, he's actually a quarterback, and I'm like, I'm really confused. Like, I'm going to accept you lot's lost thinking and allow it, because obviously we're allowed to have different opinions in the world. I don't understand why.
Omari, I've been scarred. I respect that. I've been scarred for years, man. He's been a Patriots fan, and Rob could detest. I can't go against the dude that's been killing me all these years. I got to ride with this dude. You know, I'm going to go against him, and he's going to kill me again. So I'm going to just go with him. I'm going to just ride with him. Yeah. Right, Rob?
Oh yeah, now that he's left the AFC East, now we can ride with him, right?
So we're going to move on. We're going to move on to the next topic. And obviously, look, we'll talk about the Bucs and their offensive weapons, but we've got to talk about the Chiefs' offensive weapons, because for me, there are 2 players on that team that just scream problem. And that's Travis Kelce and that's Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is just supremely fast. I don't think people realize how fast he is. He is potential Olympic level track heat type running, and then you got Travis Kelce. He's just a problem. He's putting a good case for the GOAT of all GOATs for tight ends. So, you know, Sean, to start off with, I'm going to put this question to everyone out there. But Sean, I want you to hear your thoughts first. Is Who do you think is more of a danger weapon for Kansas City, Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill?
Well, I think if I said they're both great players for that Chief offense, it would be a bit of an understatement. But I think for me, Hill edges it. Out of the two of them, they're going to, like, the Bucks defense are going to have to choose who they're going to double team. And I think you're going to have to choose easier. It might be easier to double team Kelce. For me, Hill is just too hard because he's so fast. He does a lot of the crossing routes. He's so versatile. And I don't know if the Bucks defense have that in them to be capable of double teaming him. This could be a problem because obviously he'll wreak havoc for them during the season. So they need to find a way to nullify the threats between Kelce and Hill. And I don't know how they're going to be able to double team both of them. I don't really think it'll be possible. It's not going to be easy. But if you have someone who matches Hill's speed at CB, then Kelce's more dangerous. And the same can be said if you have a linebacker that can match up with Hill, Kelce's speed, and then Hill is the bigger threat. So people say Kelce is the best tight end in the game. Unless you're a 49ers fan, you're going to say it's George Kittle. And unless you're a Seahawks fan, you'll never mention that name in your mouth. Plus, he, he runs routes as well as a receiver. So it's a hard one, but to me, I'd give it to Hill. And only purely just because he has to be a minimum double team due to his pace. And I don't think the Bucs defense have got that in them too in Super Bowl.
Fair enough. Rob, get in there.
I'll probably pick Kelce, but this is not an indictment on Tyreek Hill. At the end of the day, I think this year he proved that he definitely belongs in the upper echelon of wide receivers. Maybe just after Devontae Adams and maybe Hop. And maybe Diggs as well. But anyway, just to clarify, Kelce is just a matchup nightmare. He's too quick for linebackers. He's too big for safeties. And even when you try to put a cornerback on him, it doesn't work out, as we saw a couple of weeks ago when they faced Cleveland. Denzel Ward got his ankles broken. Kelce touchdown, right? So he'll find a spot in the man. He'll beat his man. He'll find spots in the zones. He's an elite route runner for not even just for the position, but for the whole of the NFL. He's actually an elite level route runner. His yak is ridiculous. He's a great run blocker at the same time as well. So he just essentially completes the whole, in my opinion, completes the whole team. I guess what will make it even trickier for Tampa Bay, like what Sean has said, unfortunately, like they just have a bunch of burners out there. So you have obviously Mecole Hardman, Tyreek Hill, and then so he'll always just be open. So in terms of like the whole system, he actually kind of, in my opinion, like fits the whole team so well, and it makes that whole team tick. So for me, I'll probably say Travis Kelce.
Mari, let's hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, first and foremost, he is not a GOAT tight end. Okay, we have a man called Shannon Sharp who I still watch. He's good. And that is why that conversation there has ended on that subject. Secondly, Tyreek Hill is more important than Kelce to the same level that Mahomes is more important than the rest of the Chiefs team. And now, the simple reason why is even if they try to have three men on Tyreek Hill, he's going to outpace all three of those men. At least if you put two men on Kelce, you can barge him, you can knock him, you can probably get a deflection, you might be lucky to get an interception, or at least get a third down. You know, that's what you pray for, isn't it? Because obviously you want to try to win the game. You want to try and get him a third and long. But you don't have the option with Tyreek Hill because he just runs past you. And if he doesn't run past you, you're too worried about you putting two men over him, and then you've got Sammy Watkins coming with his one leg streaking down the other side. And you've got someone marking Kelce. And you say, so what are you going to do? The problem is Hill. Isn't it like, I've never seen a man run so fast, catch the ball, and break another guy's ankles whilst doing it. All in one swell motion. And the guy, I don't even remember the cornerback's name, but he gave him nightmares. He got dropped in the last game they played, as Shona said. So what do you think they're going to do? Todd Bowles is scratching his head right now, stressing. He's going to be stressing during the match. He's going to need a whole new CV simply because of Tyreek Hill. No wide receiver can do what he does. Nah, you lot are telling me Kelce. I could put two men in Kelce and Kelce's be... You can't be, you'd be kept quiet enough. You might have one, two plays. What, you're going to keep two men and Tyreek Hill? They're going to be panning off the 2 minutes. Nah, get out of here, man. Please. No.
Right, man, get in there. Who do you got, Kelce or Hill?
I don't know how I can top what Amari just said there.
But, I know, right? Yeah.
No, that's a tough one. I'm actually going to... I don't disagree with what Amari said there, but I'm on Rob's side on this one. Travis Kelce, 6'5". I think he makes Hill a better player, in my opinion. You know, you've got two people marking, obviously, Kelce. Opens up the field for Hill to do his thing. I must say though that both of these players are absolutely balling right now, and it's shown in the it's shown in the postseason, in these playoffs. What they're doing is incredible. I think it's going to be very, very difficult to stop either of them come this Sunday. But yeah, that's my opinion is Kelce.
What about you, Chris?
Woo! Well, man, I got how many Kelces we got? So is it 2-1-2? Two and two, right? Yeah, it's 2-2 on my UK guess, you know. So I'm gonna go ahead and see if this is my point. It's tough to see who's better in the regular season, you know. Matchups are everything, you know. So, but this Super Bowl game, I am actually going to take Travis Kelce. You know why? And I understand Omari's point. You know, people are going to be running around after Hill, and they're going to be tired, and they're not going to know what to do. They're going to break ankles. I hear that point. I hear that. But you see that front seven that the Bucks have? Mahomes may not have time to have Tyreek run down the field and throw it down with the blitzes that are going to come, with Todd Bowles having the right players. And, I mean, this even just the front four is stout. Pierre Paul is ready. They have linebackers that could definitely rush the quarterback and stop the run. So I think, because Mahomes may not have as much time as we think he would to throw the ball, that Kelce is going to be very key in this Super Bowl, especially in the red zone when they get down there. They may be able to get Tyreek on a couple crossing patterns and stuff like that, but in terms of the deep shot, I don't see that happening a lot due to the front seven of Tampa Bay. So I'm going to take Kelce down in the grit and grind, you know, between the levels of the linebacker and safety. I'm going to go ahead and take Kelce in this game, as I think he is going to be more important.
Well, it's going to be a tie. It's really going to be a tie, because I'm going for Hill. I'll put it this way. Travis Kelce is death by a thousand cuts. Tyreek Hill is death by freaking sledgehammer. And it's just basically, how do you want to die? And I'd rather get cut by a thousand pieces than get sledgehammered. Because Tyreek Hill, his speed is a problem. He's a track. He ran 4.2. I think he's just shy of Usain Bolt running that same sort of thing. Usain Bolt ran 4.222 and Tyreek ran 4.29. So that's how fast Tyreek is to the fastest man alive. That's a problem. You can't make up for speed. You can be born, you can get steroids, you can get big, you go gym, you go wham, you can do all you want to do for the strength, but you can't make up for speed. You either got it or you don't. Don't get me wrong, Travis Kelce is a great tight end. I'm starting to think he's more of a wide receiver than a tight end, if I'm being honest, because the way he runs routes is insane. But for me, like I said, I would rather die peacefully with 1,000 cuts than get sledgehammered. So for me, I'm going with Hill.
You got no faith in Carlton Davis, Sean Murphy Bunting, Antonio Winfield Jr.
They are no names. And I say they're no names. I don't mean to disrespect these guys, but they're no names in the sense that once Tyreek Hill's past them, he ain't seen the back of their jerseys. That's why they're no names.
He might know their names after Sunday, right?
But I don't know. I mean, Tyreek Hill's a problem. And we'll see what he's doing in the last couple of years. I mean, he's getting like 200 yards in a quarter. Like, that's what you can't. What are you doing that?
Good thing. I think we know that Tampa Bay is definitely, we definitely know that they are 1-2 on the scouting report in terms of the threats that that Kansas City has. So it's going to be interesting on what Tampa Bay comes out with, you know?
Anyone got any last comments on that? Because it is a tiebreaker now.
Not really. But if they do try a double team both of them, it's not like how to say you don't have other players that can slot into that spot.
That is true.
That is true. They are a problem. But we are going to move on to the Super Bowl game itself. Now, obviously, we talked about Kansas City. We talked about Mahomes. We talked about Brady. So many conversations. But, guys, I want to get your take on who you think is going to win the Super Bowl, your scoreline prediction, and why you think they're going to win the Super Bowl. So we're going to start off with you, Rob. Tell us who you think is going to win, scoreline, and why.
Well, as of right now, I have the Chiefs winning. I think there's a I think the handicap right now is like -3 on the Chiefs. I have it personally as about maybe a score of about 34-26, something like that. It's gonna be close, like it's gonna be one touchdown more or less. But the reason why I kind of have it like that is just because right now, for me, it's like I mentioned before, like the Chiefs are the champions. They're a much better, much more complete team than they were last year. Mahomes is obviously great, and even though I don't think he's reached the levels that he did this year as he did maybe last year or even the year before, like they were still managed to be what, 15-1? Was it 14-2? Mm-hmm. Still managed to win those games. I trust Andy Reid to really expose the Bucks defense, especially now that both their safeties are potentially injured and out. And I'm also expecting Chris Jones to have a big game. And we know what happens when Brady gets pressured up the middle. So as of right now, I'm rolling with the Chiefs. I think I'm at 34-26, I guess, if I had to pick.
Okay. Amari, get in there. Who do you think is going to win?
You know what, yeah? I know how much I talked about Mahomes. And I know how much I talked about Tyreek Hill. And I know I said Brady's an old man. And I do believe in all those factors. But Brady's going to win. I can't lie. You know why he's going to win? He's going to win on a defensive touchdown from a fumble recovery. That's how he's going to win. I can see it now.
Tuck rule part two.
I can see it being like 31-34. Chiefs at, Chiefs at the goal line, begin to smash it in, and then I see a throw, and then I just see him getting sacked in the middle of the throw. It fumbles out, and then I see man running his whole life, and he's panting all the way, and he's like, "What am I gonna do? Am I gonna make the line?" And then he stumbles at the 2-yard line.
Oh,
and then I see Brady doing a quarterback sneak. That's it. That's all I can see him. At like a 38-34. It's definitely going to be a 70-plus game because once Andy Reid gets past the Bucks defense, which the rush, after he gets past the pass rush, he's going to have a field day with that backfield. But that's it. And that's the only reason. That pass rush, like, that's what's going to happen. That's what I envisage. Yeah, 38-34. Quarterback sneak to win it. You know? And it won't even be Brady's best game. It'll be for like 3 interceptions or something stupid like that, you know?
I hope it happens just like that, Omar. Yeah, I hope it happens just like
that. Hey, right, if that happens like that, I need to put a bet down for £5 so I can be a millionaire kind of it. Ryan, get in there with your predictions. Why you think it's going to happen and scoreline as well.
Okay, so I do think this is going to be one of the closest Super Bowls we've had in a long, long, long time. I could even see this game going to the overtime. That's how close I think it's going to be. I've tossed and turned over who I'm going to pick. That's really how close I think it is. I think the matchups are really good for both teams. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing really, really, really good football, and they have done the whole of the playoffs. But then again, you've got obviously the defending champs. I'm going with Amari as well. I'm going with the Buccaneers. I'm going to take the +3. I'm hoping for +3.5 come Sunday. The reason behind that is Patrick Mahomes last year in the Super Bowl, he got sacked 4 times and he threw 2 interceptions. This year round, they've just lost their starting left tackle. You know I'm an O-line guy, Dan.
Yeah.
They just lost Eric Fisher, and that is massive. Jason Pierre-Paul, Shaquille Barrett, Ndamukong Suh, I think they're going to cause some havoc up there. Tampa Bay Buccaneers blitz 60% of the time on defense. I think they do it and they win it by a field goal in regular play or in overtime. But yeah,
Scoreline.
I'm going to go for 33-30.
Okay. Trying to get in there.
Well, I wanted to be a bit like Switzerland and not choose because it's a bit too close to call, but that's not going to be allowed. I'm a huge defense fan, so I believe defense wins you Super Bowls. Yes, this will be a big shootout because it is Brady, it is Mahomes. And I know everyone gets excited about it, but defense are just as exciting, although maybe the Rams Patriots Super Bowl wasn't that exciting a couple of years ago. moving on from that, I think if the Bucks try to go toe-to-toe with Mahomes, though, in offense and trying to score down the drives, that's just not going to go well for them. So they need to, and I can't see them doing that anyway. I think it needs to be more of a tactical game for the Buccaneers. But if I'm going to push it, I'm going to say the Chiefs edge it. And I'm going to say it's going to be 35-30.
Okay, 35-30. Chris, get in there.
This one I think is gonna come up to those small little matchups and who is going to be able to figure out those small little dink and dunk parts. Tampa Bay is playing in their home stadium, their home field. We didn't even talk about that. That's the first time that's happening in the Super Bowl era. I think that's big and important. They don't even have to travel for the game and stuff. Tom Brady's isolating himself. He's ready. I do think that this is going to come down to the running game, honestly, and who impacts that. They're going to get me wrong. The passing game and Mahomes and Brady, they're going to do their thing. But what's going to be important is going to come down to the running game, I think, and those small little moves. And I got to go with the GOAT. I'm sorry. When it comes out to the Super Bowl, I haven't really been impressed with – I know the Chiefs are high-powered offense, but the way they've been winning, it just seems like they've been winning with talent, you know. And I think Brady is that talent breaker. I think he's the one that just galvanizes his guys. His face is going to say 7 rings on it, and his guys are going to galvanize, and that defense is going to come up. And I do think with losing the left tackle and the way that Tampa Bay blitzes and they come after him, I think Mahomes is going to really have to think. And I don't think sometimes he plays as well when he has to think other than just playing free, my opinion. So, I got the Bucks.
So what? It's Chris
27-24. 27-24. I don't think it's gonna be in the 30s. I see a 27-24 with a chess game really going on in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so we've got 3 for Brady, 2 for the Chiefs. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm gonna have to go opposite. I'm gonna have to go for the Chiefs. Look, I think matchups wise, I think they're very even across the board as a team. On a collective, offensively, they've got great weapons. You know, we didn't talk about the box weapons, but receivers-wise, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, they're no slouches. They're great weapons as well. I think it's going to boil down to coaching. I think so, because I think it's just so tight between the teams that it's going to go down to coaching. And who's the better coach? Andy Reid, mate. Andy Reid's a better...
Tom Brady's a better coach. That's
right. Mate, I have to put Andy Reid, mate. And Andy Reid off a bye. It's like, I think Andy Reid's like 26-3 off a bye. That's insane. That's impressive. Well, you give Andy Reid time to scheme up offensive, and he's going to take into account that he doesn't have his O-lineman. You know, he doesn't have Eric Fisher. But I'm just, I don't doubt Andy Reid off a bye. And for that reason, I'm going to put the slight edge to the Chiefs for that reason.
Brady heard you, and he coming after you. Just for you, the reason they going to win. Watch, you alone.
Brady can come after me when he wants. He has lost 3 Super Bowls, so, you know. That's 3 more than I have. So, you know.
He got 6. Oh, man.
He doesn't need a 7. Where's he going to put it?
You
got 2 hands in it. God gave us 2 hands.
I think he's actually motivated to have more champions than Mike. You know, in the modern era, I know it's crossing sports, but I think that's something to behold. They definitely cheered each other last time when he got 6, and to get 7, I think he's gonna be happy to have that over Mike as an American sports superstar. And that would be, I know Shona doesn't like that, but over here he might propel Mike for a little bit. I'm just saying, with 7, that is just the way he will be talked about if he wins. It's gonna be a hell of a feat.
I don't know, Mike has he's a legend. That 6 for 6 is a difference. If Tom Brady got 6 for 6 if Tom Brady got 7 for 7, I'll give you that. But it's 7 out of 10. I don't think people are gonna. There's not that. It's not magic.
7 out of 10 in the NFL is pretty. Is like 70%. 6 out of 6 to me.
70% is an 8.
In the NFL,
70 is not even a first class grade, mate. Like, let's 8 is 80. So we'll go if we get 80. Look at that.
Wow.
Show loving
this
competition.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
wow.
I joke. But guys, it's been great having you on. It's been great talking about everything Super Bowl. We're looking forward to it, guys. Make sure you check out the Super Bowl. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great that it's going to be a great matchup. It's going to be one of the best Super Bowls we're going to see in recent history, actually, hopefully. But, you know, Brady's been involved in all the other recent great Super Bowls as well. So, you know, it should be a good one as well. But, no, guys, thanks for being on the show. Much love. For those who's listening, make sure you check us out at Extra Time Sports on our Instagram page, or check her out, Sports Heads, for our on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But, guys, we love having you on, and we look forward to talking more sports after the Super Bowl. On that note, peace out.
Thank you for listening to Extra Time. Please remember to subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts at The Sports Heads for all things U.S. sports. Extra Time with Dan and Chris.